Now, what's it like being the sixth man? You started a lot of games here, and just talk about how the level of competition has changed in your time in Iowa. You have more depth now, and you got a lot better players than when you first came in.
I mean, that's obvious. We obviously are a better team, a lot more talent, which is always a good thing, because that's what you want. As far as me being a sixth man, I just look at myself as a play, and I come in and do what I can do, and that's that. I do whatever coach needs me to do. I think about it another way. I don't let it affect me. I've been a starter. Coming off the bench, I just stay positive. I just want to play. So, you know, whatever happens, if I'm playing well enough, I'm sure coach will start me if he thinks he's needed. So I'm not worried about it. I'm embracing it and just trying to do my job. That's it.
Since then, anything that gets you discouraged at all?
No, it doesn't, because I know if I'm playing well, he's going to keep me in. And if I'm playing well, that's the only thing that matters, and it's helping the team. So that's really what I focus on. Am I doing well? Am I helping my team? And everything else, you know, coach is not crazy. He's not going to take someone out who's doing well. So I don't worry about it. You know, he's not one of those coaches that, you know, limits his bench and then really feeds it. You know, he plays who's doing their job. So I know that about him, and I don't worry about it. I just play because I can't control it anyway. I'm not the coach, so I don't let it discourage me.
How much is it easier for you to play this year than last year when you added the weight and you struggled with that before you lost it all? Now you're back maybe closer to where you were as a freshman. Has that made it easier for you to play?
I think mentally I wasn't ready last year, so I think that also had to do with it and the added weight. I wasn't in shape, the shape I was supposed to be in. This year I feel good, so I think it's just up to me to get it done. That's all. I don't really focus on last year. It's over now. So, you know, this is a junior year. I got two more years here. So, really, I could just, you know, take it from here. I don't really think about anything else but what's ahead of me and today.
Last year, even when you did come off the bench, you were averaging about the same number of minutes anyways, you and Aaron and Zach, if I remember
right. Right. Like I said, that's not in my control. I'm not the coach. So, you know, I don't let it get me down. I just play, and I know, like I said, Coach McCaffrey's gonna play me minutes as long as I'm playing well. So I don't even think about it. It's not a problem.
I'm excited to get things going.
How would you describe the chemistry that you guys were able to develop there on Sunday? There's like a sequence where basically they took all five starters and they put you in with Eric, Gabe, Anthony, and Josh. And it seemed like you guys were able to have sort of a chemistry when you were out there.
Well, we practice, you know, we practice first team versus second group, so that's part of the reason. Another thing is it should be some type of it. Eric's a veteran. I'm a junior, so, you know, us as older players, we should expect not a major drop-off because we both started and we both have ability and talent. And, I mean, obviously it's a lot of improvements, and I think the key to remember is that we can get better together every day and, you know, not to take too much out of one game or any game, but just take it for what it's worth and keep trying to improve because you're never perfect.
Have the coaches talked to you guys at all about doing substitutions that way? Or, like, maybe it's a situation where if one guy comes out suddenly, you know, all five guys come out and it's a way give you guys all minutes?
I haven't had that conversation. Maybe he has mentioned it, but like I said, our focus is just to play basketball. As far as coaching and starting and minutes, you know, that's Coach McCaffrey's job, so he does a good job. He does his job really well, obviously, by his resume. So I let him do his job, and I'll try my best to give him what he asks of me and perform well and, you know, do my job. So that's really how I look at it. I don't, you know, get into all the other stuff.